What is it that you need to let go? What you need to let go of and trust God with this morning? What is it? What is it that you're just trying to control? What is it you're trying to fix? Is it your children? Is it your marriage? Is it your finances? Is it your self-worth? Is it your time? Is it your career? What is it that you need to let go and lay down and trust God in? And just come to God and in humility say, God, I can't do this. I can't control this. I can't control the situation. I can't control these people. And God, I'm letting go and I'm trusting you.
I just have one thing I need to tell you. You need to let this go. It's in God's hands. Look at what Matthew writes. Jesus said this, can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? And you have to live in that reality. So you can you can change your world. There are some things that you can do that you should do, but what if you can't? It's the serenity prayer. Change what you can and let go of what you can't and learn the difference. I think the longer you live, the more you realize you have no control over your life. You think you do, but you don't. I mean, things happen. Life has so many twists and turns. And like I like to say, that you never know where the road of life is going to take you. You know, and for the moment, I don't know where God is leading me. That's a walk of faith. But when you do an inventory of your life, you look back, and you know, God is his hand on every moment of your life. So you just have to trust God. You let go and you let God.
What is it then you have to let go? What is it that's causing you fear or anxiety or stress or guilt or shame? It comes from two places. It's either coming from your past or it's coming from your future. Your past are the things that were done to you, or your past was the things that were done by you, the things that you feel like now defines you. It's your brokenness. It's your guilt. It's your shame. That guilt says, I did something bad. That shame says, no, I am bad. And you are still allowing the past to define you today. And God says, no, old things have passed away. You are a new creature in God. You are a new person. There is a new hope. There is a new plan. But you cannot live out today because the past is still defining you. And you're still carrying what was done to you with that. Or maybe it's the future. The fear of where do we go? What do we do? What job? What about finances? What about the health? What about what the doctor just said? All the things that are out of our control, and yet they're sucking the joy and the contentment, the fulfillment, the purpose we have today, because it's fears of the future. How do you let that go? How do you turn that over and say, God, ultimately it's yours? Proverbs 21:31, we prepare the horse for battle, but the victory is God's. Hey, you do your part, son. You walk with me, but the outcome or the effects of, the impact of, is what you're giving to God. It's easier to let go when we know who we're giving it to. We're not pretending it didn't happen. We're not saying, hey, just forget about it. I am giving it to a God who loves me, who gave his own son for me, who says, Chris, I can take all that you are and all that you've done, and I'm not just forgiving it, I'm cleansing you of it. Not just the guilt, but the shame of it. In spite of that, here's what I see you, here's what I call you, here's what I make you today, and here's what you have in the future. It's Psalms 139 where this God says, my right hand will guide you. My left hand will hold you fast. I know every time you stand and every time you sit and every time you lay down and every word and every thought before it even comes out of your lips. I knew you when you were in your mother's womb. I knit you together. You are fearfully, you are wonderfully made. And God says, by the way, my works are...
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Wonderful. Don't believe what a mirror, what society, or what a magazine rack is telling you about your looks or your appearance. My works are wonderful. He cannot take his hands, his eyes off of you. He is deeply, passionately, intimately in love with you because he made you. You have hope. And your future, as scary as it may be, and where you go and what you do and who you marry or what job or what degree or what, God says, just put it in my hands. Put it in my hands. And today you just live out that hope. And God, today I choose to be the son or daughter that you created me to be. That I get to walk this world holding the hand of the Creator.
Now, folks, I don't know a phrase that'll do more for your health, physically or emotionally, than this phrase, let go and let God. If you'll begin to practice this phrase in your life, it will definitely relieve stress when you let go and let God. It will definitely eliminate worry when you let go and let God. And every morning you get up and you have a decision to make. Who's going to be in charge of my life? Now, here's what Christians do. We know that when we become believers in Christ, we say, okay, Jesus Christ, you take over the driver's seat. We then promptly hop into the back seat and do backseat driving. You have Jesus in the driver's seat, but you're constantly giving him advice from the back seat, saying, this is the way we ought to go. Do you let God lead in your life on a day-by-day basis, or are you still trying to lead?
And here's the truth I want you to remember. Holding too tightly to anything other than Jesus will cost you freedom and joy. I'm going to consistently put God first and trust that His ways are better than mine. Ask Him to do what only He can do. Everything is possible with God.
You see, real freedom isn't a matter of having complete control over your life, but total trust in your King. You know, that the one you follow is good. He wants your best. You can trust him and you can follow him without fear because you know he has your best interests at heart.
Are you waking up every day and giving God control? Are you allowing Christ to live through you, releasing your insecurities, releasing your need for control, releasing everything over to God and say, God, I can't do this anymore. I need you to take control.
What is it that you're trying to control that God wants you to surrender? Whether it is your business, whether it is your marriage, surrender what you cannot control. Surrender. Just say, Lord Jesus, I give this to you. Whether it is a son or a daughter, surrender it. Whether it is a health issue that you're struggling with, surrender that. Whether it's where you're trying to get in your career, a promotion, and you don't hold the controls over those reins, surrender that to Him. Something that you produced and you're waiting for your big break, surrender that to Jesus right now. Just surrender that. And as you name that, tighten it, and now gradually release it. Whatever needs to be released, whether it's fear, whether it's unforgiveness, whether it's resentment, whether it is anger, just gradually open that tight fist up. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Lord, I give this to you. I surrender this. I surrender this into the loving, strong, capable hands of Jesus. I surrender this to you, Jesus.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.